some and you're going to lose some. But I think part of the public, one thing you can say that the public has always appreciated this president's devotion to principle. That is to say, I may not agree with him on this or that, but I really like the way he sticks to his guns. So I think it could have just the opposite effect. No, sir, I'm not suggesting that at all. I mean, the fact that the president's approval rating in our latest poll is, say, 58%, doesn't mean that if he said, I want Mr. or Ms. X to be in the Senate, 58% would automatically vote for that person. No one is suggesting that. What I am suggesting is that there are enough voters out there, whether they're traditional Republicans or whether they're members of some of these groups that I talked about, have voted for the president twice that aren't registered Republicans, that would still pay attention to what the president has to say. What I'm suggesting is presidential support or presidential endorsement for a Republican candidate is a necessary but not sufficient condition for election. He or she has got to be elected on their own. Yes, sir. Well, in the larger form of welfare, he specifically talked about that last night, and indeed, we've been working with the Congress for the last year to try to put together a bipartisan welfare proposal. We introduced our own bill, and then we signed on to the so-called Michael Brown bill in the House of Representatives, which was defeated in favor of a cost-share substitute. But we have a full plan on that, and it includes a radical change in the welfare system. It includes a system of workfare. Most importantly, it includes waiver authority so that states and localities can define can determine their own type of package. And I must say, in that regard, Governor Kaine, again, gets very high marks. He submitted a very creative waiver package along with Governor Thompson of Wisconsin, although we've asked for more substantial waiver authority than that. So we hope to be very much involved in the welfare debate. That's really a more narrow issue, and I understand we are working up some proposals on that, but I'm not the authority to give you the exact update on where that stands. I would note that I think family issues, however one defines that, are going to be a very important component of the debate in 1988. Yes, sir. If we feel we can be effective, that would certainly be something that we would look at. Again, it would depend on the particular initiative, what sort of success possibilities are there, how important is it for the president's agenda. But again, I think on a few issues, if the president feels very strongly about, we want to use all the tools at our disposal to try to influence the Congress. Yes. Well, I don't know. You have to go back and look at the old addresses, but clearly there was an attempt to strike a bipartisan consensus, or attempted a bipartisan consensus on some of these. Well, as I said, you'd have to go back and compare old State of the Union yourself to draw that conclusion. But I'm suggesting, as far as this State of the Union was concerned, there was a real attempt, because we have a political year coming up. And let's face it, at some point when the conventions begin or whenever, politics is going to take over. But what the president was saying was, look, there are some problems out there that we know have to be dealt with. Let's take our best shot together to try to solve them before the election season is upon us. And it was a big faith effort to do that. Yes, sir. Well, according to what the president president said last night is we're going to call those out and send them up as one bill and ask the Congress to vote on it. As far as I know, the entire list has not been assembled yet because he said he was going to send it in 30 days. And as you saw, with 3,000 pages to go through, I'm not even sure we've identified them all yet, except to say there's enough that, that we could send them all up together. Hopefully the Congress will act on it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming today. If there's anything, Pat, and I can do for you, let me know.
Sure.
If there's any more information you need or other background information or fact sheets, just see us afterwards.
Does anyone joke on that? Okay, you have this.